Hi there, I'm Vincent Boss, and today we've got a change of pace. Today I want to be giving you the brutally honest truth dumpies. If you're listening to this after being dumped, it's really important we cut the BS and we speak about the truth. This is going to be straight to the point, and I want to get across three separate elements of what is really important for you as a dumpy to understand. So brutally honest truth number one is that your ex isn't wrong. Now when I say this, I don't mean that your ex-dumper might not have got certain things wrong about your relationship, but what I'm saying is their feelings aren't wrong. We can't argue with their feelings. If they say to you that they no longer want to be in a relationship with you, that is because they have lost romantic emotional attraction. We can't argue with this. That is truth. That is their truth. And therefore, if we're trying to have an explanation as for why they might be wrong, well, they're not wrong. Yeah, they can't be wrong. You can't be wrong with your feelings as well. You feel that you want your relationship to continue. That is your truth. That is your set of feelings. But they have a set of feelings as well. And those sets of feelings need to be respected. They don't want to be in a relationship with you. Listen to that. It doesn't matter what you think, what I think, what anybody else thinks. If they don't want to be in a relationship with you, they don't want to be in a relationship with you. Now, the good thing is, we think, we speak, we feel in the moment. So what they're saying right now, what they're feeling right now, doesn't necessarily mean that they will feel, think, and say the same in the future. There is a good opportunity that these thoughts, feelings, and speech can change in the future. But right now, and this is all we can speak about and live within, right now, in the here and now, in the moment, they don't want to be in a relationship with you. And therefore, they aren't wrong. We can't argue it. We can't say they've got this, that, and the other wrong regarding their feelings, because their feelings are their feelings. Now, even if there's been a misunderstanding, even if a principle for why they lost romantic emotional attraction isn't actually accurate, what we can say is right now, they don't feel enough attraction for you. Now, if and when they understand the reality of a situation, yes, that could change. But again, that's in the future. And again, this is dependent on what they feel and what they think. You might decide to yourself, well, if I explain this, everything will be fine in their mind. We can't promise that. We can't guarantee that. You don't own their feelings. Their feelings are their feelings. And that's what I'm trying to get across here. They aren't wrong. Your ex-dumper isn't wrong for the feelings that they feel. They are theirs. That is their concept, their theory, their feelings. You have yours, I have mine, they have theirs. Your ex-dumper isn't wrong for feeling the feelings that they feel, because it is their truth. Now, can this change? Yes. Is this a situation that you should be trying to influence? Well, depending on your specific scenario, would dictate exactly how you proceed from here. But by and large, I suggest that if you have been dumped, you should never contact your ex again unless they contact you first. Now, there could be an element within your story which is the caveat to that rule. I don't know, without speaking to you one-on-one via my audio coaching service, I don't know whether you are within that caveat. But by and large, generally speaking, if you've been dumped, you should never contact your ex again unless they contact you first. And if they don't contact you, it's because they haven't regrown enough romantic emotional attraction. It's because they don't want to communicate with you. And if they don't want to communicate with you, it is because they don't have a level of feeling, which is that they want to be in a romantic relationship with you. And that isn't wrong. If that's what they feel, that is their honesty, that is their truth. We might not like it, but it doesn't mean that our feelings outweigh theirs. You have your feelings, I have mine, your ex has their own feelings. And ultimately, they aren't wrong. Now, the second brutally honest truth I want to speak to you today about dumpies is that you might not get your ex back. Now, as I said a little earlier, your ex-dumper may change their feelings, change how they speak, change how they act in the future. That is very possible, but we can't guarantee it. Sometimes people will speak of, oh, I've heard so-and-so say, if I do A, B, and C, I will get my ex back. Well, unfortunately, nothing is guaranteed. If anybody tells you, if you read anything, if you see anything, if you listen to anything that tells you definitively you will get your ex back by doing A, B, and C, well, that is wrong. That is not possible. There is no magic potion. There is no magic spell. There is no click of a finger. I've got my ex back. Nothing works 100% of the time, and nothing fails 100% of the time. My advice, my suggestions, my support, my coaching will give you the best possible chance of success, in my opinion, but I can't guarantee you will get your ex back. I can't guarantee that if you do the opposite of what I suggest, that you won't get your ex back. But what I can say is that from my years of research, if you do what I suggest, you increase your chance of success. If you do the opposite to what I suggest, you hugely reduce your chance of success. Now, that doesn't mean that 1 in 1,000 people that do the opposite to what I suggest don't get their ex back. They might do, because nothing is guaranteed. And it also doesn't mean if somebody does exactly what I suggest 100% of the time that they will get their ex back, because nothing can be guaranteed. And nobody out there can promise you. So if you're reading something, if you're listening to something, if you're watching something and it's promising you success 100% of the time, well, unfortunately, that isn't real. That isn't true. That isn't honest, because it's not possible. And we have to accept the fact that you might not get your ex back. Hopefully, if you want to get your ex back, you will achieve your goal, but you might not. And if you don't, you'll be absolutely fine. Because if you live by the principles and the theories and the concepts, but I suggest at least, you will live in a way where you increase the chance, if you don't get your ex back, of finding someone even better. And ultimately, happiness is happiness. It doesn't matter if you're really, really happy with your ex or really, really happy with someone new. If you're feeling incredible happiness, satisfaction and fulfillment, does it really matter who you're with? You know, I would suggest it doesn't. So if you don't get your ex back, but you live your life in the right way, you increase the chance of finding someone even better than your ex. And that is all that matters. You're with someone who fulfills you, satisfies you. You live an exciting, wonderful life together. That's all that matters. So if you don't get your ex back, don't be fearful, because you can find someone even better. I don't believe in quote unquote the one. I think we can have many ones, depending on our situation, where we are in our life journey, where we're literally living, the people that we mix with. There are different permutations, different possibilities, different options that we all have moving forward in the future. So, can you get your ex back? Yes. Will you get your ex back? I can't promise you either way, and neither can anybody else. I strongly suggest that my beliefs, my concepts, my theories give you that best possible chance of success, because it's based on many, many years of research. And I can look at the people who have followed the patterns that I suggest and see what they can achieve in comparison to the people that did the opposite. And I've seen the outcomes of that sadly as well. So I suggest my theories. They may get your ex back. I believe they give you the best chance of getting your ex back, but I can't promise they will, and nobody else can either. But the good thing is, if you don't get your ex back, you can and still will be okay. You'll be better than okay. If you live your life to the full, you will find someone even better than your ex, living a life even better than you had with your ex. So don't be scared, don't be fearful, don't be worried that your future is not bright without your ex, because it can be and it will be. But we have to accept, we have to understand that you might not get your ex back. If you don't, you'll be okay. And if you do, then wonderful. But don't be fearful, don't be scared, but please consider other options. Don't focus 100% of the time on your ex. Don't think, this is to get my ex back, this is all that matters, this is all that I want. You need other options available to you, and that's why you need to live your life in a way which opens the door to your ex, but also allows you to keep your eyes open to new individuals, new possibilities, and new relationships. Don't focus on your ex, don't clock watch, don't sit around waiting for them, because we only live once and we must live our life to the full. And if our ex isn't in our life story right now, then we need to make sure that somebody who wants to be is allowed in. Don't shut the door on someone new because they aren't your ex. don't prevent a wonderful opportunity taking place because they aren't your ex. Your ex may come back into your life, your ex could come back into your life, but there's no guarantee that your ex will come back into your life. So now let's get into the third and final brutal, honest truth to dumpies today. And that is, be careful what you wish for. You need to be careful what you wish for, because I've seen so many instances of where I've coached a dumpy because they wanted to get their ex back, and they get their ex back, and guess what happens a few months down the line? The dumpy actually becomes the dumper. We have a situation where the person who wanted nothing more than their ex back, they want their ex back desperately. I want my ex back, I want my ex back, I want my ex back. They get their ex back, and what happens a few months down the line? They dump their dumper. They become the dumper. And why is this? Well, we sometimes have to be careful what we wish for, because if we have been dumped, we feel rejected. There is nothing more attractive than rejection. There is nothing more powerful than feeling rejected to increase the attractiveness that we feel towards that person. So we've been dumped, and what do we feel? We feel even more attracted to them than we did when we were in the relationship. We feel so much more attracted to them now we've been dumped than when we were together. So what does this mean? How does this play out? Well, it means that we crave our ex. We feel a combination of feelings similar to grief and drug withdrawal. We are drawn to them. We think of them 24/7. We want them, we want them, we want them. But are they actually good for us? If we actually was able to separate our feelings of post-breakup in comparison to pre-breakup, we might be able to see clearer that the relationship wasn't perfect. And maybe we was closer to being the dumper the first time around. And there's the interesting thing. The line between dumper and dumpee is often very, very thin, very, very narrow. It's often a close call. Now, if you've been dumped, you might be shocked to actually reconsider how you felt back then, but you may have dumped them in the past. And if that was the case, then if you get your ex back, and if you've worked on yourself, but they haven't, and by the way, dumpers very rarely do the work, so there is a good chance that you've grown as a person, but your ex dumper hasn't. And if and when you get them back into a relationship, guess what happens? You see exactly how it was. It wasn't working. And not only that, you've now grown. You're a version 2.0. You're better than the person who was in the relationship previous, and your ex dumper is exactly the same. So not only was it a close call first time around about who dumped who, but right now, we're in a position where you really outweigh your dumper in regards to value. The scales of value are not even. You have outgrown them in every single way. And before you know it, you want to dump them. Before you know it, they're frustrating you, annoying you, preventing you living the life you want to live, and you end the relationship. So being brutally honest with you, be careful what you wish for, because it's more common than you might think. It's more common than you might imagine. The amount of dumpees I coach by my audio coaching service to get their ex back, it happens successfully, and then they actually don't want their dumper anymore. It is something which, as a dumpy, you might feel, well, all I want is the power to make my own choice. But if you are aware of that, if you are aware that you aren't actually a great fit, then why waste your time? Why waste their time? Why not focus on new people now? If you're actually aware right now that your connection was toxic, why do you want them back? If you're actually aware right now that you don't meet each other's deal breaker life goals, then why try and get them back? What's the point? What's the point in getting them back just to feel unfulfilled? What's the point to get them back when you know you're not going to be truly happy? What's the point in getting them back just to prove you can get them back when you're wasting months and months of your life, months and months of their life, and ultimately you'll both be single again because you will just dump them a few months down the line? And that's why I wanted to be brutally honest with you in today's podcast, Dumpies. Firstly, they aren't wrong. Your expert dumper has feelings. They're their feelings. We can't and shouldn't try and argue them away from them. They're their feelings. Secondly, you might not get your ex back. We can't promise you will. Nobody can. And thirdly, even if you get your ex back, do you really want them? Do you really, truly, genuinely want your ex back? because sometimes you need to be careful what you wish for, because if you get them back into a relationship and if it doesn't work out the way you fantasize in a Disney-esque way, well, ultimately, you're going to make you feel sad again, no doubt, due to the whole nonsense of what's taken place. They're going to be feeling sad. You're going to have two single sad people who've wasted many, many months of their life, when instead you could have focused on making a new connection with someone even better straight away post-breakup. There is no point if you recognize your relationship was toxic or not working before. Focus on you and find someone better.